And as we heard earlier in the programme, those ESRI numbers on the impact of Donald Trump's trade tariffs are pretty sobering. We could lose more than 18 billion euros in trade, and Ireland, with our high volume of exports to the US and with a big US multinational sector here, is on the front line of any trade war. Now, Donald Trump has already slapped a 25% tariff on EU iron and steel. That's a global tariff. More specifically directed at the EU are threatened for the 2nd of April. So what can Ireland do? The Government Trade Forum is meeting today, and one of the members is Danny McCoy, the Chief Executive of IBEC, the Business and Employers Confederation. You're very welcome, Danny McCoy. We know it could be really bad. What we don't know is how bad it's going to be, because Donald Trump seems to change his mind every single day. But he does seem to love a tariff.
Well, he certainly has declared that, and it is really uncertain. It's pretty unprecedented when you have the United States, who's been the bedrock of free trade and globalisation, being so volatile at the moment. And clearly the SRI report today is very instructive as to the damage that could be caused to our economy. The one that will be damaged most, though, clearly, will be the United States. I was in DC last week, was in Brussels this week. It is a tug of war now between Brussels and DC at the moment. And we need to focus on the Brussels side as much as on Washington. And so we had some good news yesterday that Europe is going to pause for 2 weeks before getting into retaliation. And I think that's a very important consultative period. But even at the moment, taking an example like Irish whiskey, including bourbon on the list from the European list for retaliation makes no sense at all, because we've got a huge surplus, Europe, not just Ireland, with the United States. So it's bigger than ourselves. So we need to concentrate as much on Brussels right now as a volatile DC.
Yeah. Wasn't the idea of the bourbon that was targeting one of the particular states?
It was
states?
Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, and that was that so-called list one. And I think what we got from the European Commission yesterday, they're going to pause for 2 weeks to see whether we can revise that list one. That's really crucial, because not alone are tariffs damaging themselves, the uncertainty is actually really damaging. Yeah. It's already up and manifest for many industries.
As Donald Trump sees it, and to use his language, he's got all the cards here. Does he?
No, he doesn't. Not by a long shot. The United States is the most powerful country in the world, but it's not the world. And increasingly, in some of the companies that we're talking about, the US multinational companies, they're not owned exclusively by Americans. We know European savings are going into the United States from around the world, from China to India. The rest of the world has got wealthy, thankfully, over the last generation. And so the US is powerful, but it's not all powerful. And I think that will become manifest in the next couple of months. We're on the verge of a significant recession. If this continues to go on, business certainty is just not there. We're seeing this in the first 55, 60 days of the Trump administration. And the stock markets, the bond markets are reflecting this. This is a really big shake to the world economy, because we relied on the United States. I know Europe is particularly reliant on the United States for its defence and security, but the United States is also reliant on goodwill from the rest of the world, and that is dissipating.
You talk about a recession, but many people believe that tariffs in the 1920s contributed to the Great Depression in the United States. Could we see something like that happening again if Donald Trump persists with these trade policies?
I think the word there is persists. And if this is the longer term trend, then this is inevitable that it will end the same way, because tariffs are just a crazy idea. We know this. You're beggaring your neighbour with a tariff, and when you retaliate, and it's vice versa. This just makes no sense at all for any party. He may be bluffing, but even in the bluff, it's causing damage right now to his own economy. We're seeing the United States in particular will be much more impacted than the rest of the world on the economics of what he's pursuing.
He doesn't tend to listen to people who are saying, as we've seen, what he doesn't want to hear. Will the stock market do the talking on this one, do you think?
Interestingly, probably the bond market will do the talking, because the United States has huge debt to service and requires the goodwill of the rest of the world to actually buy their bonds and to trade through in the hegemony that the dollar has. And I think in the medium to long term, people are going to be looking at the United States and make an assessment. Can we rely on the United States if the policies keep changing and are aggressive towards everybody else?
So it's scary stuff. What can the government do? What can this trade forum do?
I think it's to focus on that which we can influence. And so we're part of Team Europe on this particular one, and to ensure that what Brussels brings forward in terms of retaliatory measures aren't damaging to Europe and particularly to Ireland. The example I gave there, for instance, on the whisky is one very major one and critical one right now.
There is a belief, though, isn't there, amongst many, and the French in particular, in the rest of Europe, that maybe Ireland has, you know, been getting away, the Apple tax case, for instance, with an awful lot, thanks to FDI, and being on the front line of this, well, tough luck.
Exactly. I think that's something we have to be realistic, that goodwill towards Ireland as well has been dissipating by some of the stances we've taken, both in international policy and in terms of our contribution to European defence. Well, we've got lots of things that we need to do in our society, and it's going to be uncomfortable. But I think goodwill for Ireland as well, with our European colleagues, I think, is an issue, as you rightly point out.
And on the pharma side, because obviously that's one of the vulnerabilities, and it's certainly one of the issues that Donald Trump has been talking about again and again and again, as well as the Apple tax deal. Is the risk not so much about pharma companies pulling out, because that's a really difficult thing to do, but about investment drying up? IP, the intellectual property rights, is a loss there a real factor? How does that play out?
I think it's important to distinguish between trade, which the tariffs are on, which is kind of the flow, everyday flow. Yeah. But more crucially, as you rightly say, trade is a consequence of an investment decision made originally. And so one of those kind of protectionist policies that we see is that non-tariff barriers, not just on the price, but things like regulation and so on that the US may diverge, could be a more significant factor in the future. But in the short term, I wouldn't think that we'll have this loss up and shift. But people will be looking to see to the future what way they configure their production to the new world that we're entering into. So it's really around investment. Trade's the short term issue, and I think Brussels can help us on that front.
All right. Scary stuff, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of IBEC, the Business and Employers Confederation, thank you very much for joining us.